Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man loses $30,000 in online investment scam. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 65-year-old Gillette man lost roughly $30,000 this week after falling victim to an online investment scam, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. Police say the man was contacted through Facebook by someone offering what appeared to be two investment opportunities. Shortly after accepting the person's friend request, the victim was instructed to buy Apple gift cards and send the card numbers to a third party. Authorities say the man complied, only to later realize he had been defrauded. The case remains under investigation, and officials are reminding residents to be cautious of unsolicited online investment offers, especially those involving gift cards, which are a common tactic used by scammers. Wyoming National Guard employees working without pay during federal shutdown. More than 800 full-time Wyoming National Guard employees are continuing to work without pay as the federal government shutdown drags on. According to Cowboy State Daily, Adjutant General Major General Gregory Porter told state lawmakers Monday that all 826 full-time Guard members have been deemed essential and are required to keep working, even though paychecks have stopped. They'll receive back pay once Congress restores federal appropriations, but there's no clear end in sight. Porter told the Legislative Transportation, Highways and Military Affairs Committee in Cheyenne, all those folks you see back here are working for free right now. The Guard is already facing financial strain due to earlier federal budget cuts, which created hiring freezes and left 66 vacancies across key areas like logistics, recruiting, maintenance, and IT. Porter warned these shortages threaten military readiness. Despite funding challenges, the Wyoming Guard continues to support U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, with 14 members assisting ICE missions in Wyoming. Those personnel, like their colleagues, are also working without pay. Porter said the situation underscores how deeply the shutdown affects essential operations and the people who keep them running. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.